USA Radio News.
Dozens of businesses destroyed and three people hurt after an explosion in downtown Nashville. A bomb detonating yesterday morning in an RV parked on 2nd Avenue or Lower Broadway. More than 40 businesses already facing tough times now have to deal with this. Mayor John Cooper, though, said last night, Nashville is a tough city.
Now, this morning's attack on our community was intended to create chaos and fear in this season of peace and hope. But Nashvillians have proven time and time again that the spirit of our city cannot be broken.
The FBI leading the investigation. No arrests announced, no word on a motive. Possible human remains found at the scene. Parts of downtown Nashville under a curfew until tomorrow afternoon. Over 500,000 people passing through the nation's airports yesterday. The TSA estimates over 600,000 people were screened. Leading up to Christmas, airlines were screening about 1 million people a day. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's best warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary Maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
Starting Monday, the CDC will require anyone traveling to the U.S. from Great Britain to pass a COVID test. Dozens of other countries have banned travel from the U.K. This is a reaction to a variant strain of the coronavirus first detected in Great Britain last week. Major lockdowns in effect. Meanwhile, Moderna trying to reassure people that their vaccine will keep them safe from the mutated strain. Tim Berg with more.
Moderna officials say they are confident their COVID-19 vaccine will be equally effective against the new variants of the coronavirus that are highly contagious. Much of England has gone into a harsh lockdown because of the new strains. Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC News he's equally as confident.
I am confident. These vaccines that we've developed so far, the two of them, Pfizer and Moderna, are really pretty superb vaccines. And so far, as of right now, I feel pretty confident. Obviously, we can't predict the future, and we still need to study this a bit more carefully, but I'm pretty confident the vaccines will work.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A golf legend hospitalized with COVID. Jeremy Scott has more.
65-year-old Australian great Greg Norman says he feels very flu-like and is in self-quarantine. He's hospitalized in the U.S. with symptoms of the coronavirus. He posted on social media a picture of him wearing a mask and lying on a hospital bed. Norman won two major titles at the British Open in 1986 and 1993. His wife has also tested positive. Norman's last appearance was with his son last week in Florida. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Unemployment benefits set to expire for millions today. Programs established this year to help gig workers and the long-term unemployed will end as the budget bill remains unsigned. A progressive think tank, the Century Foundation, estimates 12 million people are affected. President Trump not signing the bill because stimulus checks aren't as big as he would like. Four progressive House Democrats known as the Squad supporting Trump's call for bigger stimulus checks. Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib, one member of the Squad. Like Trump, she wants stimulus checks to be $2,000. She tells MSNBC this week time is running out for many who need help.
Eviction moratorium ends the end of January. I mean, all of these moratoriums are in jeopardy. And so I think it's really important that we invest, again, having real people's bailout that helps folks right now that are suffering because we haven't acted in 8 to 9 months.
Tlaib says $2,000 would give struggling families a lifeline. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi planning a meeting Monday to discuss the issue. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.